Hello, hello. Happy Wednesday. You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park.
Woohoo! What an exciting time to be alive. Me and Adam are just adulting so hard recently.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
I've been making my own doctor's appointments, like, without my mom telling me, like, when and where we're going to be going.
I did that for a year, and now my mom's back on doing it.
Oh, I wish my mom would do it again.
Complicated with the insurance.
I've been making coffee at home.
Wow.
With the coffee maker that you made me.
I was wondering if it was just the one that I got you.
I'm actually obsessed with her. She's perfect, and she makes it in such, like, a small batch,
I don't want, like, a whole pot of coffee. Yeah. I just want, like, a little bit. It's like a mocha pot. It's delish.
What else?
We also have to try it, though, because I haven't had...
Oh, I've been drinking a lot of water, but I don't understand the water drinking community, actually, because I need to piss every 5 seconds.
Oh, I piss all day, and because I keep telling myself, like, if I have, like, a bit of a headache, it's because of I'm not drinking enough water, so I'm, like, chugging water all day, and now I'm in the work, me and the work urinal are very well acquainted, though I have an issue with the work urinal, which is, there's always pubes on it, and I'm like, are we shedding? Ugh. Are we trimming? Like, how do those come off?
And you know what?
I feel like mine stay on me.
At least once an hour. Like, when we have our multiple hour days together.
Yeah.
At least once an hour, I think to myself, God, I didn't need to know that. Something you said. And that's what... This is the time.
If you hear that, it's also time for Rockin' Out Next Door.
Woo! What are they playing tonight?
Just some bullshit.
Wow.
Well, it's noise rock, Rory.
Right. These are the lessons.
Yeah.
And they're yelling. I just love how impassioned the youth are today. They say that we're a very lost generation, lacking passion and eccentricities. And these boys next to us are proving that wrong.
That is for sure. All right. We're going to get started here. We got some cherry colored funk, Cocktail Twins. Oh, sorry, a really disturbing looking man just walked by that really ruined my train of thought. He looked terrifying. Kind of like Hans Gruber from, you know, Die Hard. And then we're going to do Half Open by the Belinda Butchers and Ones Who Love You by Always. Enjoy.
Thank you. problem I'm not willing to address. And I take pleasure in not wanting to impress. 'Cause I'm drinking from the fountain of good fortune. And I see beauty in technology and the simple sentiment of history. And it's all too easy with the privilege of the fountain. talking just to waste my day. I drive a line. I drive a line. Think of things I'd be with time to kill just a lot of money. Time to kill but just a lot of money. Up, I think of friends of mine now, 35. And if you knew that I lied, talking just to hear myself, I drive a line. I drive a line. Think of things I'd be. The time to kill them just had lots of money. The time to kill them just had lots of money.
Okay, guys,
no,
the
no.
band is momentarily stopped. We're getting a word in edgewise. A word is happening edgewise right now.
All
right,
so the band practicing next to us is called Baltimore Avenue. Oh,
and
I hear them starting up. And
The drums are back.
They are certainly loyal to the name of their craft, as
noise
anyone
rock.
Who has experience
a lot of it
in Baltimore Avenue understands the chaos, the frustration, and just the displeasure that comes
with
that experience.
See, I was thinking, obviously the genre of theirs is noise rock. There's a lot of noise. I'm going to hit myself in the head with a rock to end it. I'm over it. They're so goddamn loud.
Aren't you clever?
Oh, I try. Wordplay.
Also, I am feeling so bloated. I feel like all of the water I've been drinking has not left.
Well, we just ate a lot of fibrous foods, and I'm thinking this might solve the issue for us later. Like, cauliflower is a lot of fiber. And things too good must have some food.
Oh, I gotta pray it does.
I know.
I gotta pray it does.
I'm worried. I'm gonna have 4:30 in the morning, throwing off my body's biological clock by hours.
Right. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about circadian rhythm.
Well, no, I was thinking more yes, that. And, like, cause every time I wake up early, I have, like, a headache.
Oh,
and
baby.
Then, like, I can't do anything, and then I feel
does your
weird
office
the day.
Have one of those designated nap areas?
No, we've been asking for one and they've said no. That actually has been a discussion. We have not. They've said no.
What if you climbed under your desk with a blanket?
I think they wouldn't care. Some days I don't do a lot. Tomorrow, unfortunately, I am quite busy.
Yeah.
As is Friday, but that's okay. Yeah.
So when you get home from work, are you gonna take a nap or no?
I should, yeah. Probably take a nap when I get home from work and then resurrect, go to the show, shout out by Thursday. You see that people got kicked off the party pool?
Wait, there's a party pool?
Oh, you have to be on the party pool to get in. I'll send it to you.
What?
It's very intense.
It's a backyard college band show. Oh. I need an invite.
Well, they kicked off like 40 people from the party before because they got overcrowded today.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Something. Oh, no, that's part of the headphones. Somewhere.
Thank you.
That's ridiculous.
I feel like you don't need one because I don't think you get you get anywhere if you really put your mind to it, Rory.
I like that. I like that comment.
I mean, it's a frat backyard. Didn't even put a take out of those.
I did get into a little bit of a spat with a bouncer the other day. Yeah.
Did you? Where at?
Seastone.
And what did you say to him?
He was trying to make me pay, and I said no. I'm gonna go in. He said, well, you're not. And then he pushed me. Well, to be fair, I did just walk past him.
He
grabbed me and he pulled me back and he pushed me. And I said, okay, I see how it's gonna be. And so then I tried to climb the side of the building.
On the balcony?
Yes. And I hopped over. And then he saw me do that. And he said, you can't do that, ma'am. And I said, oh.
News to me.
Oh, no way.
I've seen many of your crowd do that.
And then my friend, who's also a bouncer there, he came and he fixed the situation.
Oh, good.
He explained my good intentions.
Is he the DL bouncer? I've heard that there's a DL bouncer, as he's
saying. Every bouncer's DL.
Jake's girlfriend, the first time I met her, she was like, we're at CISO, and she was like, by the way, that over there, that's the DL bouncer.
Have you met the DL bouncer at Looney's?
I don't go to Looney's.
Oh, yeah, I don't either.
I live down here now.
Yeah, true. But you spent a lot of time there.
I did. There was a DL bouncer at Looney's, too. I tried to move through the crowd without looking at the bouncers.
Being a bouncer in college is probably like the worst thing you can do.
It's a fantasy that you want to grab another guy really hard and, you know, move him.
Right.
That's
right.
That's the dreams that you actually get to enforce something.
I just can't imagine having a passion for lines.
A passion? Oh, I was thinking a passion for law enforcement. That's what they're doing.
It's fake, though.
Well, right.
They just want to
feel powerful in their yellow shirt. I remember the ones at Turf were always really, really funny.
They are funny.
They come through with like their flashlights to like find who was vaping.
Mm.
Whenever we would steal people's hats, every time people they wouldn't be thrilled about
they
that.
They didn't care too much.
One of my favorite moments of college still was when you stole a hat from an individual that we shall not name to keep ourselves free.
That's a move of mine. It shouldn't be.
He was dressed as the Cat in the Hat. He famously has a really big hat. It's quite noticeable when it goes away.
I stole the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, off Julie Hanson Mackey's hat freshman year.
Right. That was actually the second hat I stole
from
him.
You do this thing where you grab it and pass it back to me. I would shove it up under my shirt, which works fine for like a baseball cap, but the Cat in the Hat, famously, is quite large. So I toss it into the guy behind me. Everyone sees, and they're like, we don't know what happened to the hat. As we were leaving.
Is that the night that they tried to fight you?
Yes. No, they tried to fight Jake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't care about me. As we were leaving, Julian Fancy Mikey was like trying to, I was like, where's my hat? So I think it was someone. And then right behind him, the bouncer is stoically wearing the Cat in the Hat hat on his head. He found it in the crowd and he put it on. And I looked at him and it felt like the end of like a sitcom moment. I was like, oh my god, the hat! And then I looked at him and he kind of just like, nods at me.
That's amazing. Okay. That's absolutely amazing. And you probably didn't have a lot of like too much coverage in your outfit if it was Halloween. Or was he just dressed up as Cat in the Hat?
He was dressed up as Cat. No, it was Halloween. I was a cowboy that year.
Okay, that wasn't...
I could have shoved it up under a jacket.
Yeah, you had the
but
jean jacket.
I also had a hat on still, because I had my cowboy hat on.
Right.
So I couldn't like, put it on me. Anyways.
Right. I was Britney Spears.
Were you?
Which just involved being scantily clad and messy drunk.
I actually remember those pictures of us from that Halloween, and I kind of, in my head, you're wearing just your normal going out clothes.
Yeah, there was some, and a lot of body glitter.
Yeah.
Body glitter that I think is still in my scalp.
God, everyone.
Yeah. That's the thing about body glitter.
It's in good places, but you don't want it.
You subject everyone to that at some point.
Guys, we have a few more songs for you. And then last week is our final show.
Oh my gosh. We have to do something big.
We should make a like,
we're gonna have
like a post for it.
A junk food night.
A junk food night.
Because we've been eating
too healthy.
Yeah.
We need to have, I mean, we should, like, I want to, like, DoorDash. Maybe
wait,
it will drive
wait,
you
I have
to
a DoorDash gift card.
Me too.
And I'm never going to use it.
I can't justify it myself.
No, I can't either.
Okay, we're going to DoorDash ourselves junk food.
I saw something the other day, and it was like, what's the biggest recession indicator you've seen? And it was, my DoorDash was a young white woman. My DoorDash.
This is my turn. I'm gonna shut you down. You should have, that's your job. Okay. We're going to just play the rest of the songs, and we'll see you next week for the final show. Tune in. It's going to be great. Next up, we have Lampshades on Fire by Modest Mouse, then Blackout by Kids Don't Smoke, Disparate Youth by Santa Gold, When I'm Small by Fancy Grim, If We Have Time for It, Kinky Love by Pale Saints. Enjoy. We'll see you next week.
Let's go.
till it's dark. Gonna drink until I black out. Didn't really stick to the plan, and now we fucked, and I'm fucked, and it got out of hand. I know she has all these plans, 'cause I've been drinking till it's dark. Gonna drink until I black out. Didn't really stick to the plan, and now we fucked, and I'm fucked, and it got out of hand. I know she has all these plans. For her to leave me, deceive me, and cheat me, defeat me, to tease me, and treat me like she doesn't mean me. For her to leave me, deceive me, and cheat me, defeat me, to tease me, and treat me like she doesn't need me. Got your hand on the button.